Good evening, wonderful people. Great to be here from wherever you are on the face of this planet. We welcome you once again to hopefully a very exciting edition of our weekly presentation. I will say twice weekly because we're live to you on Sundays, on Wednesdays, and also on Friday mornings. I welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you're staying, where you're domiciled, what you're doing, irrespective of where you are, as long as you have access to an internet-enabled device, you should be able to be listening to us right now via our app, IPOB Community Radio, also Radio Biafra app, and Matter also at our satellite and our FM right across the length and breadth of Biafra land, in Abuja, in Kano, and also in Lagos. I welcome each and every one of you on this very Sunday, the sixth day of September in the year of our Most High Elohim 2020. The time now is exactly 2 minutes past the top of the hour, past 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. I welcome each and every one of you, and as I do so, and as always, I will ask you to welcome other people as well, especially those who are following live on Facebook. You must be able to make sure you share this and that it gets to the end of this very earth. Facebook is suppressing us. They're doing all they can to stop us. They cannot succeed. All those who have come after us before have all been disgraced. And so shall it be with any entity that will rise up against our people, that will rise up against this agitation, that will rise up against the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you, and good night, of course, to some of you, because we are listened to right across the face of this very planet. Right around the world right now, millions are listening, and I welcome each and every one of you, especially in this very difficult and trying time, not just for Biafrans, but for every ethnic entity unfortunately lumped together in the damnable zoological republic. This very evening, as always, and in keeping with our finest tradition, we are going to pray. And we are going to pray what I would say is a very special prayer posted by one of our sisters earlier today. And I am going to pray this very prayer this evening. She has done exceptionally well. She put it up on her wall. I came across it. It was very moving, very touching, very compelling. We decided that we are going to make it the centerpiece of our prayer this very evening, morning, afternoon, or night, depending on where you are. Once again, I welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet Earth. I am the director of Radio Biafra, the director of Biafra Television, and by the very special grace of the Most High Elohim, Chukwukika Biama Pruminyanina, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Once again, endeavor to make sure you share this very good news this evening, that everybody should now be able to listen to us. Once again, I welcome you, and may we proceed straight on to our prayers this very evening. It was a prayer that was prayed by our sister. She even implored us to try and pray the same prayer for our volunteers, because they are doing a very marvelous job. If not for them, what we are experiencing today in Niger State, in Niger State, will be happening in our land. But our volunteers, as I posted yesterday, have put their lives on the line. They have no guns, they have no ammunition, they have nothing. They have no bullets. But with their determination, their resoluteness, and their lives, they are defending our land this very day. In this very generation, they are the brave. There is none like them, and this evening we salute them. We give them our love, our care, our attention, our devotion to our volunteers all across Biafra land and the rest of the world as well. Not only those who are at home, there are some people who are supporting them right across the face of this very planet. As we all know, IPOB is a global family, and this evening, this morning, this afternoon, and this very night, of course, we are going to pray for our volunteers who are doing marvelously well at home. We are also going to pray for Biafra. We will also pray for IPOB. We thank the Most High Chukwukika Biama Pruminyanina for the imminence of Biafra, because we know it is round the corner as you promised us. We thank thee, O Elohim, the Almighty Creator of everything that man could ever fathom, for our men who are on the ground, our volunteers, for your grace, O Heavenly Father, to be upon their lives and their families as they go out every blessed day risking their lives in order to ensure that your promise to your children may come to fulfillment in our time. We are praying to thee, O Divine Father in heaven, for good health to be upon all our volunteers and their family members, that none of our volunteers and their family members shall break down in their health, that none of our volunteers, O Heavenly Father, shall perish in this very period, as they do this very wonderful work that only thee have ordained must be done in our time for Biafra to be restored. We pray to thee, O Master of the universe, that you will shield our men on the ground, that you will be their shield and their strength, that you will guide and protect them from the arrows of the enemies by day and by night until Biafra is restored. We pray for the release of your uncommon grace, uncommon strength, uncommon courage, spirit of power, boldness, and sound mind upon all our volunteers to overtake our enemies, to overwhelm all the enemies of Biafra, and accomplish greater feats, even more than David was able to accomplish. Our volunteers will never go down. They will never ever be conquered. Our volunteers will never ever be weary. Their physical strength will be renewed every morning, every noon, and every night. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for your divine discipline and direction upon the lives of our volunteers, because all that they do revolves around discipline. We release and we pray upon their lives divine passion for Biafra, faith and consistency, love and focus in all their endeavors, that every battle before them they shall overcome, that they will never lose faith nor focus in this very realization of your kingdom upon the face of the earth, that your name may be glorified in the coming of Biafra, that the world may marvel that indeed this very last miracle has come to fruition, that your name, O Elohim, may be exalted, praised, adored, and worshipped now and forevermore, we pray. He say. Once again, I welcome each and every one of you. I will not hesitate this evening. I will go straight to what has been happening in the zoo. And sometimes I find it extraordinarily unbelievable that people who claim to be or to possess a discerning mind or spirit cannot be able to articulate a way out of the mess they are in the damnable zoological republic. We are going to start this very evening with what has been happening in Niger State, in Niger State, very close to Abuja, because a few days ago, as you all may recall, Boko Haram and all the terrorists funded, supported, and should I say engineered by the Fulani Janjaweed cabal, they have now descended upon the Middle Belt and they are coming. Many years ago, I told you they're going to come after each and every one of us, and now that is precisely what they are doing, and they will not stop. They are not going to stop until they accomplish the Islamization, the total subjugation, the rendering of our people asunder. They have come that they may pillage, loot, exterminate, and occupy the lands of the ancient. We are the only line of defense between these hordes of army of darkness and the children of light that inhabit the land of Biafra, and by extension, the entire southern part of the zoological republic. According to Vanguard newspaper, it is a headline, and this headline is very, very touching indeed. This headline goes to state that Niger communities, that is in Niger, communities in Niger State of the Zoological Republic are under siege. Villagers are being abducted. Residents are fleeing from their homes and taking refuge in the bushes. But to some untutored minds, to some people who I consider to be agents of Lucifer, what preoccupies them is election, 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 who is going to run, who is not going to run. I do not blame the Neanderthals. I do not blame the Ritter themselves with electoral considerations. I blame the media. I blame people who claim they are enlightened. I blame those who claim they are educated. I blame all the professors. I blame the lack of conscience of a black man. That is why, in the midst of this mayhem, in the midst of this heavy onslaught from six Fulani-sponsored terrorist groups against the hapless indigenes of Niger State, nobody, I will say, nobody is taking this very seriously. Only those who are affected have now fled their homes. There is a clip I'm going to play for you very shortly. It will also be posted on my page. But first of all, let me take you through this news. Very, very harrowing and very, very distressing. Some communities in Rafi local government area of Niger State are now under siege by Fulani bandits. Fulani bandits sponsored by the caliphate, supported by the presidentless presidency of the Fulani cabal, of which the major proponent at this very point in time is Governor El-Rufai of Kaduna State. In the absence of, the dead Buhari's cousin, Mama Ndaura, the mantle has now fallen on the midget from Kaduna State. He is the one now conducting the orchestra of terrorism in the zoo. The world must know this. Every time I come across a piece of distressing news like this, my mind always, 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 without fail, goes back to what's obtained during colonialism. The way towns and villages will keep quiet as a band of marauders will come into a nearby village, rape them, cut away their young people as slaves, even sometimes women and children, and nobody will do anything about it. That is the reason why I have consistently come to the conclusion that there is something wrong with black people. Look at what is happening in Niger State as we speak. Go and Google it. Go and look for it. It is there. Go and Google Niger communities under siege. That's Niger in the zoo. Niger communities under siege. Niger State, where Babangida comes from, where Abdul Salami Abubakar comes from, where a few days ago Ojo's Okalo went to go and see them to kneel and bow before his masters. There, the bandits have come. There, Mietiala have unleashed mayhem. They have unleashed hell on this very earth. People are fleeing. People are dying. People are crying. Children have gone missing. Women are being raped in Kagara Town, which is the headquarters of Rafi local government area of the state. It has been completely taken over by Fulani terrorists. I want to emphasize this very evening for the world to understand, especially for the Efulefus to be on alert. What is now happening in Niger State, in Kagara Town, in Niger State, is going to befall our people. But fortunately for us, I would say, our volunteer command is there to make sure our land is safe. And I'll prove it to you that we have been doing all we can to checkmate the advance of Fulani terrorism into our land, supported by Britain, of course. Britain is an active supporter of Fulani terrorism. I'm saying this that the world may understand that United Kingdom headed by Boris Johnson as the Prime Minister and Her Imperial Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is an active supporter of Fulani terrorism in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Active supporter of terrorism. Because all these things are going on, the useless zoo newspapers, all they are concerned about is presidential election. All that matters to them is Edo election. All that matters to them is who are the people that will emerge as the next generation of looters and criminals. People who are so incompetent. Who are so incompetent that even the place they claim their head of state is living in runs on generator. Unbelievable. This is what is now happening in Niger State. A correspondent of Vanguard newspaper gathered that the bandits, who are said to be about 100, stormed the town around 6 p.m. with sophisticated weapons on Wednesday and started shooting sporadically at whatever object they come across. That is Fulani Janjaweedism at its very best. This is the place where people say they belong. This is a place where people call their country. This is a place where people are telling me is a nation. That is a place where some idiots wake up in the morning to say they wish to contest for presidency. That is a place where some people who are seemingly educated but devoid of common sense will get up and say that they are proud Nigerians. This is what is happening in Niger State. Instead of from the Sahel, now they have unleashed hell in Niger State, and they're creeping in. They're coming. Very soon they'll be in Kogi. Very, very soon they will be in Kogi and in many other areas in the south. Then what are you going to do? I am directing this question to every Efulefu and every Saboteur. What are you going to do? The enemies are coming. And when they come into your village and they start shooting sporadically, they will not make reference to Loretta Onochie to say to Loretta Onochie, are any of your recruits in this village? They won't do that. They will kill everything in sight. Some of you, your parents will go down as a result, and so will your relatives. I want Efulefus and I want all the saboteurs to understand the catastrophic mistake that they are making by serving the Fulani Janjaweed. Look at Niger State, they've not been spared. If they cannot spare Niger State, that I believe a sizable proportion of them are Muslims, then what is going to happen to you when they come after you? Do you think Britain will rise up? Do you think the Pope will speak on your behalf? Do you think the Archbishop of Canterbury will even utter a single statement of condemnation? Do you think all the pastors that you give your money to every Sunday will speak up against what will inevitably happen to you? The answer is no, of course. Only IPOB can save you, and only our volunteers at the front line at this very minute can do anything about your survival collectively as a race, and also as individuals, as fathers, as mothers, as husbands, as wives, and also as children. Information got to Vanguard correspondent that a combined outfit, including military, police, air force, civil defense, have moved to the area to keep vigil and restore peace to the area. There is no shooting of the bandits, no bombardment of the area, nothing whatsoever. These are Fulani people. This is the gift of Fulani to all of you useless animals called Nigerians. All of you animals headed together by Britain. This is the price you're paying for years and years of unbridled stupidity and ignorance. That is what is happening. And I'm going to play for you a clip. And I want this very clip posted, please. I'm going to play for you a clip of what is happening in Niger State, in that Niger State. This is what Facebook wants the world not to hear about. That is why Facebook is busy suppressing, subduing and doing everything within their powers to ensure that the world is unaware of what is happening in the British zoo called Nigeria. Niger area. I want to play it for you. It is a voice recording so that you will know that what Vanguard published is correct. That what Vanguard newspaper published is correct regarding what is happening in Niger State. Because we don't use our own sources. We don't want anybody to say that any news has been fabricated. So we rely on zoo newspapers and the television to get what most of them may consider to be their own version of authentic news. This is from Vanguard. And to authenticate what Vanguard has just published, I want the world to listen to this very clip. Because I know that the whole world is listening. We know that mankind is listening attentively and rapturously to this very broadcast as they always do. Millions are listening via our app, IPOB Community Radio. Listen to this very, very important, please. Listen. This is what's happening right now. All over the town, bandits are there. Gunshots everywhere. He is saying only God can deliver them. No longer one Nigeria can deliver them. Only God can.
That is gunshot. That is gunshot. Where are the government? And where are the security?
No security. Nothing. They are in Enugu killing unarmed citizens.
Anybody can attack Ukagera, but all local government in Niger State.
Are you listening?
So sad.
So sad.
See the gunshot. See the gunshot everywhere. See the gunshot everywhere. See God everywhere. See the gunshot everywhere. Let everybody see it. Everybody see. Everybody can have people play. Pray for Kagera today. Pray for Kagera today.
Pray. They're asking you to pray. Fulani bandits in broad daylight, killing, shooting, maiming, and destroying a community in Niger State. I want this very video clip published on my page immediately to let the whole world understand what is going on. Because the world is pretending. The US ambassador is in Abuja. She is pretending she doesn't know what's going on. The UK ambassador, the UK High Commissioner is in Abuja. Yeah, these are all women. They are pretending. I would have thought that women will have some kind of, that very maternal, caring. Than the worst of the men they have been sending to the zoo. The UK High Commissioner is a woman. The US ambassador is a woman. Are they telling us they are not witnessing what the Fulani brigade of terrorists are doing all over the place? And as the man said, there is no army, there is no police. Where there are bandits killing people, there is no army, no police, no air force. They are in Enugu, killing unarmed people. And when I look at the rationale, the understanding, the reasoning of black people, I am beside myself with rage. With rage, I'm telling you the truth. I have never seen a collection of more hopeless, idiotic animals on the face of the earth. There are bandits in the middle belt killing and pillaging in broad daylight. They have taken over a community. The same army and police that should be there fighting bandits and terrorists. They are in Enugu killing unarmed people and seeking to justify it. I thank Elohim that they are not feeling the heat and they understand it is never ever going to stop. This is the level of hypocrisy that makes me, when somebody says I am a Nigerian, God in heaven knows I want to dismember the idiot. The fool doesn't have any brain. No brain whatsoever. Only an idiot, only a compound fool can ever rise up and say, and idiots are talking nonsense about presidency, one Nigeria, who is prophesying, all these idiots, can't you see what is happening in Niger State? Are you all fools? You can't reason, you cannot think very well? Are all of you that idiotic? that you are actually the children of darkness, as they have said you are, and will remain forever and ever. You people are evil. A black person is the embodiment of evil. This is confirmation of it. Black terrorists from Fulani land are busy killing and maiming people, killing and slaughtering innocent people. And all of you, you are there in your foolishness, in your hopelessness, in your black nigger idiocy. You are there, and bandits are ravaging and ravaging and ravaging, and you want to justify the killing of unarmed people in Enugu. Do you see how God is punishing all of you? Let me tell you something I said very many years ago. Every evil that the Janjaweed, with the help of Britain, visited upon Biafrans, all of you will witness it. All of you will. It's not happening in Niger State. Go there and tell them about one Nigeria. Go and preach your one Nigeria. God cannot answer your prayers. You people are evil. God will never answer your prayers. Fulani will kill all of you. Because when Fulani, with the help of the British, we are killing their friends, all of you, we are clapping and going to school and having fun. Do you think God will forgive? You don't read the Bible. If you do read the Bible, you will know that once the Israelites goes against God's will, God will send a nation to punish them. And do you know the funniest thing? After that punishment against Israel, God will turn around and destroy that very nation as well, for daring to attack his children. Do you understand that? If you don't know the scriptures, I suggest you go back and you read it very well. You will see them, they will destroy themselves. And as I said in 2015, Somalia will be considered a paradise compared to what is being unleashed on the zoo right now. Since some of you said you will never ever acquire sense in your life, somebody should please do so. Boko Haram terrorists planning attack in Abuja, Kogi, Nasarawa, everywhere, to Niger State, to Niger State, and the unleashing mayhem. And all of you are there. You are there when these idiots, you are there when these fools ganged up against Biafrans. All of you were there. You did absolutely, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Some of you were in Abuja saying, oh, they brought it on themselves. This IPOB people, they won't let us rest. What did we do to you? Nothing. We are asking for our freedom, nothing more, nothing less. They have now come. Now, let me ask you, idiot in Abuja, Fulefu, writing petition professionally. What is your crime against Fulani bandits? People who have been asking all the time, oh, that maybe people who are agitating, they deserve it, they deserve to be killed, as Britain will try to justify to the world. I mean, the British High Commission in the zoo, Nigeria, in Abuja. Now, I want to ask people, what is the crime of the people of Kagra village in Niger State? What is their crime against Fulani bandits? Are they guilty of a crime? The only difference between those in Niger State and DSS in Enugu is mere uniform. One is state-sanctioned band of killers. The other one is Fulani-sponsored caliphate. Sultan of Sokoto knows what is going on. They are the sponsors of all these groups. They didn't fall from heaven. All of you are there, so foolish and so idiotic. All of you, so idiotic. You cannot see what Fulani has in store for you. That is how, anyway, they say whom the gods want to destroy, he first makes them mad in the zoo. When God wants to destroy a zoo, he turns them into animals. They can no longer reason. Because if some of you can actually reason, you will see what Fulani is doing is in plain view of everybody. When Buhari died, January, and they discovered that all of you are so foolish, you cannot do anything about it, they decided to unleash hell on all of you because you're foolish. because you're hopeless. They had Osibanjo taken over when Buhari died in 2017. Do you think now? Osibanjo said, when you see what you're not supposed to see or fail to say what you're not supposed to say, you live with the consequences. That is now happening in Niger State. But because you people are black people from Africa, you do not reason. Your sense of reasoning does not exist. You cannot put things together. Some of you are so daft, sometimes I think it was a mistake. God should not have created some people in the zoo. I'm telling you the truth. Some people should not have been created. Heaven is my witness. Some of you are so foolish that I'm telling you, ordinary thought is an umbe. Ordinary dog is better than some. I'm telling you, all of you in the zoo calling yourself Nigerians. I mean, Nigerian. Can you see what is going on in Niger State? Can't you see it? All of you are blind and foolish. Can't you see what the Fulanis are doing? You can't see it. What did those villagers do to deserve being slaughtered and to be killed? What did they do? I'm asking all of you. What was their crime? When you're asking yourselves, what did IPOB do to deserve the bullets of DSS? Ask yourself this question also. Ask yourself this question also. Those villagers now in Niger State, what did they do wrong? What is their crime against Fulani bandits? If you can point out any crime they committed, then you can also find a fault with IPOB agitation as to warrant the senseless massacre we are being forced to endure by the zoo, police, and army. The idiot in Enugu, the police commissioner in Enugu, is a Fulani man. Look at what Fulani people are doing in Niger State in broad daylight. I want that video to be published that the world can see what they are doing in broad daylight. No police commissioner. If IPOB were to hold a meeting now in Niger State, you will see the police commissioner. You are outlawed. You are banned. Isn't it very ironic that the people committing all these killings, these atrocities, they have not even been labeled a terrorist group. That tells you the mind and the brain of a black man. That tells you how evil, how iniquitous the brain of a black man is. How black and devilish it is. A black man is evil. Evil to a black man will point to evil to the core. Evil, they are evil. All that concerns them is the presidency. How do I become a president? How do I become elected into office? How do I steal on behalf of my family? That is all that concerns them, not the welfare of the people. If you tell me what those people did in Niger State to deserve what is happening to them, then perhaps you can possibly rationalize the killing of unarmed people in Enugu by Fulani, Janjaweed, police and DSS. What did those villagers do? Nothing. The terrorists said they are coming. That they are planning an attack. Why were they? Since you have the intel that they are about to attack, why did you not preempt them? When you see a young man traveling in Biafra land, you arrest him. You say, oh, he looks very young and very energetic. He could, perhaps in the future, look at those they are still holding in detention in Owerri. 67 people on their way on their private business, they were arrested on suspicion that sometime in the future they may commit crime in the future. But Fulani is committing crime in present day in Niger State. Nobody is doing anything about it. Some of you are still clapping, wanting to be vice president to the next Fulani candidate. That is how foolish. Oh, zoo, God forbid. God forbid, Zoological Republic. These people are wild beasts. Damn it. And for people who don't understand how we risk our lives every blessed day, there is another clip I'm going to play for you, and I want you to pay very close attention. I want you to pay very, very close attention to what is happening in our land. They have taken over Niger State. They are coming. They are sending the advanced troops and
I want to play this very clip for you, that all of you may appreciate the sacrifice we are making this IPOB family, that you may appreciate our volunteers on the ground and what they are doing. I want to listen to this, because the Fulanis are determined. Ever since the Britain foolish, you are a mongrel race, you are a bit more reasonable than the rest of the idiots, you can control them. Once Buhari died January 27 in 2017, once Buhari stopped breathing and collapsed, died in a London hospital, and all of you, Osinbajo being the coward that he is, failed to do something about it, all of you, they managed to bamboozle all of you with the help of the Archbishop of Canterbury. They deceived all of you idiots. Ever since they succeeded in doing that, they have said you people are fools. They can do whatever they like. They can change the constitution and say that a Fulani man will rule forever, he will do nothing. After all, contrary to every provision in the constitution and every known law of the zoo regarding federal character, Fulani is everywhere. What have you done? Nothing. Nothing. All you do is gossip. You just spend your time gossiping, talking about rubbish. When Fulani people realized the trick that Europe used to colonize black people, they went into top gear. They came to the south, they closed the border in the south, same border. They went and they opened the north. They bring in rice, they import terrorism, they import everything from the north. But those of you idiots in the south, we are busy trying to effectively police something that was designed to kill all of you. Now they know. Now Fulani understand it very well that black people are very foolish. They themselves are black, of course, they know. They can do whatever they like, believe you. Nothing any of you can do. All you can do is you come to the super, you write, you talk rubbish, and you go home. Or they bribe you and you fade away. The only obstacle they have is IPOB. That is the only obstacle they face. No other entity exists in front of them. Only IPOB. If you don't know, let me tell you. Some of you pretend and claim that you're dumb. Before your eyes, they will take our oil money. They will call Facebook, they will give them money. They will call Twitter, they will give them money. They are bribing everybody, CNN, BBC, everybody, to keep you subjugated. In your classic idiocy, you cannot see it. Because your eyes are closed. You are not amenable to reason. That is why, in broad daylight, bandits are decimating a village in Niger State. There was not one single response from the police. But the same police went to hospital where a boy they shot was receiving treatment. He was arrested. Can you understand the level of wickedness of these people? And how lowly they regard us. They know we will not do anything. They know the governors won't say anything. They know you have no political leaders. They know you have no sociocultural leaders. They know you have nothing. They know that those you are calling your leaders, all they are interested in is, how do I line my pocket? How do I become a minister? How do I advance my children? Them and those who are sycophantically promoting their, should I say, their relevance, so that they too may benefit. But some of you, you don't see these things because you're blind. You don't see it because you are niggers. You are black, you are blind, you are idiotic. You don't see anything. You know nothing. Niger State, oh. Meanwhile, people are looking for police. The police are in Enugu arresting somebody they shot. Oh my God. Somebody they inflicted grievous injury. There were bullets in the boy's body. They went and they arrested him and the grandfather. Meanwhile, the same Fulani police commissioner asking for the arrest of an innocent boy that they shot, instead of them to be remorseful, instead of them to say, oh, we got it wrong, they gave an order to arrest the boy and his grandfather. Meanwhile, his fellow Fulani people are in Niger State killing people, and there is no police, no army, no civil defense, no air force. Now, are you telling me that people cannot reason all these things through? Is that what you're saying? That people cannot think very clearly and you know, reason things through? Fulani people are in Niger State killing. Fulani people are in Niger State destroying lives, homes, properties. Fulani police commissioners are in Biafra and arresting innocent people. And you're telling me that people are not foolish? Britain, have they said anything? Or US, nothing, they won't say anything. Because the High Commissioner has been bribed. A woman, she has collected her own share, put in her pocket, and said, to hell with all of you. That is what is happening. And that is what will continue to happen to us until we learn, until we rise up, until we understand, until we learn to appreciate consistency, discipline, application, intellect, and the ability to reason. Very, very simple. It's happening now in Niger State. Now, let me tell you what's happening in our land. All the Efulefus of Anambra, this is for you. All the idiots, from the governor down to all the so-called Ndiaye, to Atoyeze, all you saboteurs, all you traitors, or even those who claim they are PG, those who claim that I want to play your idiocy for you so you understand we are the ones guarding you. Please post that second clip, please. You must post it. You must post it. I want the world to understand how foolish, how useless and idiotic a Nigerian is. How they cannot reason. The problem they have is that they cannot reason. A baboon is better than the monkey in the bush rather than them. This is for Anambra. Listen very carefully. And for the rest of Biafra. All of you, if you notice, one night your presidency, we want to contest, is our town. Give to Southeast, give to South Grant, give to North Southeast. Rubbish. I want to, as you're clamoring foolishly for a non-existent presidency, I want to bring to your idiotic attention what the Fulanis are doing in Anambra. Listen very carefully, please. Listen.
Yes.
Yes.
4th September.
4th September, 2 days ago.
Agono.
From Nise, he's speaking Igbo. From Nise,
over 400
motorcycles, motorbikes, belonging to Fulani Janjaweeda in our land. In Agono. Listen. They have gone past Agolo Lake. They are following them in this very video that has gone viral. Go and watch. I want it posted on my page that the world may know. That the world may know what Fulani people are doing. Now they have come, 400 of them. The Enugu State, the Anambra State Police Commission did not see them. We are there congregated. If it's IPOB, they'll go, they'll open fire. I want the world to understand why we are upset. They may pretend all they like, they have not heard us. They may pretend from now to the kingdom come that what we are saying, they don't know about it. But I want all of them to know, the diplomats in Abuja, all of them who are listening to me, I want you to understand this very clearly. For over 400 motorcycles, we are in Anambra to transport Fulani terrorists to everywhere in Agolo. One day they will come out openly and brazenly to be firing on villagers in Biafra land as they are now doing in Niger State. If they had IPOB in Niger made up of indigenous people, do you think that nonsense will happen? Of course it won't happen. The reason why we have not witnessed what people in Niger State are going through now is because of IPOB volunteer command. No other idiot can claim credit for it. Because of us. I need people to listen. I need them to understand what is happening in our own land. That is Anambra State of Ataeze. Oh, we are bringing zone 58 here. We are bringing zone 90. All these idiots in Abuja scavenging their lives away, betraying their nation. This is a shame on all of you. Go to Agolo and see what is going on. Or should I say, go on my page and let your ignorance face you squarely in the eyes. Mad people everywhere. Do you understand how foolish they are now? You know, the thing about Efulefu is that Efulefu always thinks he or she is wise. That's the thing about Efulefu. They know nothing. Absolutely nothing. That is why we're in a mess today in our land. In total and absolute mess. And we are going to prevail. It doesn't matter what the enemy does, we are going to prevail. We are going to win them, we will defeat them. You watch and see what is happening. Are they not running in Enugu now? Mad people everywhere. Idiots everywhere. They think, oh, stop what you're doing. Don't be violent. But Fulani has brought violence. Not just through the terrorists. Fulani brought violence through their police commissioner, through the director of DSS, through their army commandant, institute division in Enugu, through their army commandant at Obinze, artillery brigade, through the Yoruba idiot in Solomon, his Babatunde, you know, half your barracks. Idiots everywhere. As if they will spare the fool anything they go to his village. Do you see before everybody's naked eyes how foolish people are? Any impartial observer looking at life in the zoo will tell you that these people are animals. They have not got any common sense. Their brain cells are not working. They did not see 400 Fulani Janjaweed in Agulu to kill. No, you cannot see police. But if it's IPOB now, they'll start shooting and they'll start firing. One stupid idiot, I've forgotten the fool's name, he was writing for a newspaper column saying, IPOB has been prescribed. Even if it is not right, it has been prescribed. He shouldn't be meeting anymore. He's a so-called intellectual, a fool at that. Writing garbage, claiming he's learned. That is the limit of the understanding and brain of this idiot. I don't know black people. You go to school, you get a degree, and you manage to plagiarize English language, or you manage to plagiarize other people's works. Cut and paste, you come out, your weekly column in newspaper, and you're an intellectual. You are now an intellectual. As I've said before, if you want to know how empty they are, if you want to know how vacuous they are, try and place a microphone in front of them without the benefit of any script. You will see them, they'll fall flat on their faces. They cannot articulate not one single sentence. These are intellectuals writing rubbish. What did IPOB do to zoo police and army? What did those villagers do now in Niger State to deserve the killing they are receiving at the hands of Fulani Janjaweed terrorists? All of you are still in support of terrorists joining the army. That is how foolish the zoo, that is how foolish Nigeria, that the people are, they are daft beyond recognition. You are still in support of terrorists joining the police. Whereas terrorists are the ones doing the killing now in Niger State. I can't for the life of me. When one Nigeria, why can't you believe in one Nigeria? You can see how foolish they all are, all of them from top to bottom. I'm very, very upset tonight, honestly speaking. Very, very upset. In Agolo, they are post it on my page because they're speaking Igbo. Go and post it on my page. And those who can add subtitle, try and add subtitle so that the world may know what our brother is saying. That is how we do our job. That is how we do our job on the ground in Biafra land. We are the ones defending Biafra land. The Fulef and several will be online writing rubbish, talking nonsense. Some idiots will be, all they care about is the little money that Loretta Nochi has given to them. They now want to come out and to be known, to become saboteurs. Take up on your work. We'll teach you a lesson in your life you will never forget. That is the zoo for you. Now, in the midst of what is happening, you can see the Janjaweed coming in Biafra land, in Abia State, in Okwa, in Owaza. Oh, things are happening. Our land, honestly speaking, if not for IPOB, believe you me, by now we'll be gone. I'm telling you the truth. Do you know what is going on? For some of you who do not know, there are two traditional rulers, two of them. One is called His Royal Highness Eze Jonathan O. Ezere of Igiriupu Autonomous Community in Owaza. We have his number. The other one is Chief Friday Nwalele Eliwe Atotuowan of Owaza from Ezeogu Igiriupu Autonomous Community in Owaza. All of these are in Oka West local government area of Abia State. Do you know what they have done? This foolish Eze. His name is Jonathan Ezra. This all these 419ers and Ahmed Ezra from our WhatsApp community. That is the community where before there was a Fulani settlement. Now there is none there anymore. Are you listening to me? There is no more Fulani settlement there. I dealt the order and he was taken out immediately. Useless to them. There will be no Fulani settlement in our forest, never. I gave the order, they went to our WhatsApp, they removed the Fulani settlement in our water. We have not told anybody this before. We removed them from that place. We have the videos and the pictures. We take them away from there. Do you know what happened? These are Fulani planning, living in our forest, planning the same type of attack that is now going on in Niger State. We saw them. I gave the order. Go and remove them. And they were removed. Heavily armed Fulani settlement. You know what? Do you know what happened? This, His Royal Highness, Jonathan Ezere of Igrupu, and this Chief Friday, well, you know what they did? To tell you, I want people to understand how low we have sunk as a people. I want people to know. I don't know what is happening in our land. Sometimes I ask God, do you really want to destroy us? I ask God, do you want, really, do you want to, what is that thing that we did that you want to punish us for? Do you really want to destroy us as a race? Do you know what happened? These two idiots, one is a traditional ruler, elder, respect your elder. So, do you know what happened? After we removed Fulani settlements from Owaza, the man called a meeting and said, we have received a report. IPOB is disturbing Fulani settlements here. It is our job to protect the Fulanis in our forest. His Royal Highness, Holy Nibolan. Do you see the depth of betrayal? He called the youths together and he said to them, the youths of the village, we want you now to help go and protect anywhere you see Fulani in Owaza, go and protect him. Have you heard of that such rubbish before? Go and protect terrorists. Only in Igbo land. He's a traditional ruler. His Royal Highness. And as I said to the idiot, if you don't take time, your head will go into it. Somebody should go and tell this fool, Jonathan Ezra, idiot. He claims he's a traditional ruler. He's a fool. Tell him to join Fulani and go back to the north, where they belong. Or they should go to our back township, go and rent a house. The same way our people are renting properties in the north and paying rent and paying rent, building houses, not to live in our forest. Any Fulani settlement I get in any way I get information, I'll give the order to be removed. Go to our WhatsApp and ask them. The Fulanis that were there, you can no longer see them again. They won't see them. I'm saying it so the world can hear me. If the plan of the conspirators around the world is to destroy Biafra, is to give Biafra to Fulani, they are wasting their time. They are wasting their time. Wherever they are, we'll remove them. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. Wherever God, anyway, it's not everything that we publish. That's why I feel sorry for Sabo. When the time comes, they will hear from us. The reason why I am talking about Owaza tonight is because their so-called traditional ruler came up and arranged the same village we are protecting. The same village we are protecting. That IPOB volunteers are protecting the same village. It was where this man gave order to say, go and protect Fulani. In our land. So that Fulani can, we can become little Katsina Elu. You know, because that's Katsina Allah in Benue State. Maybe Owaza will become Katsina Elu. And then we have an MA of Owaza and Owaza Emirates in Anokwakoko. This is what I'm going to tell my children. They'll tell them that they're in our time. And they will ask, what were your parents doing? So they will say, in the time of our fathers, in the time of IPOB, Owaza became an emirate. God forbid, you know, it cannot happen. Not under my watch. Not whilst I'm alive, it cannot happen. And Fulani knows this. It cannot happen. Not as long as Nnamdi the Kanu is breathing. It can never happen. They can never be in any bush in our land. I'm telling you the truth. They can never be. And they know it now. They're getting the heat. All of them together, they're getting the heat. They can never be in a village. They know who. They know me. They know. The way I talk is how I act. They know it very well. Fulani knows me very well. The way I speak is how I act. Ask them on the ground what is happening to them. They will tell you. Both those in uniform and those with UNAMA. Ask them, they will tell you. Is it because we don't want to come? Because if I tell you everything, it will be a useless, a fulefu, a Biafran, a fulefu, an evil idiot who writes. Oh, now they can't look at what he's doing. He is clearing the Fulani from our forest, so it's not good. An idiot because they want presidency. Ndara. They'll be consumed as well, very, very soon. Our madness has now gotten into a very interesting phase. Our madness is now in the open. Anything you want, we give to you. You come for us, we go for you. Very neat and simple. Because as somebody wrote, in an African man doesn't understand, slap him on one side, he'll turn the other side. No. If you turn the other side, he'll cut off your head. If they slap you on one side of the cheek and you turn, as Jesus asked you to, they will cut off your head. Because an African man is primitive to the core. His senses are not highly developed. He's just a little notch above chimpanzee. I'm telling you, so the world can hear me. I'm a black man, I'm African, I'm the kind, and I'm telling you, the brain of a black African man is only 0.27% above that of chimpanzee in a forest. If you don't know, let me tell you. Those things you don't want to hear is what I tell you. It sounds very bitter, it's not very pleasant to the ear, but I will tell you all the same. Because this is the truth. His Royal Highness, appointed by Kesifazo, giving our land, our forest to Fulani, I gave the order. The Fulanis were driven away from there. He's now calling his local community, come and help protect Fulani.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. We continue. This is the Efulefu Brigade, I call them. The Ato Ezel. You know, our people are very funny. Once you can go to the north and bring money and forget your boxer shirt and come back and bring money, they forget that you are a very horrible human being. That is the reason why our people are suffering. That is the reason why other people see us as a joke. That is the reason why other people see us as a joke. This idiot is a Fulani Janjaweed lapdog. They don't regard him as a human being. They say he's a billionaire. This wretched idiot. Look at the idiot they are following. They have made him the life patron of monarchs. Who made him life patron of monarchs? These are people that the land is under siege. Atoz is from the same Anambra, where we discovered 400 motorcycles belonging to Fulani terrorists. And I told the powers of being Anambra. They said, no, don't worry, we have our own vigilante. We know what you are doing. They know not what they are doing. The people, when I say it, they say, Nnamdi Kanu wants to be the only leader. He wants to. People are foolish because you are black. Your reasoning capacity is black. It is diminished. In Anambra, 400 motorbikes in Anambra. We are offloading them to carry out our tax, Nanambra. He's a billionaire. You see how foolish we are? Do you see how useless we are?
These are the things that people don't understand. You don't know what we are. People don't know what we do. What we do, 99.9%, you don't hear about it in public. You cannot hear it. Because the Efulefu, the Sabo blood in you, will twist it and twist it. Because all of you now, you have the private number of that ex-prostitute, Loretta Machia, a human trafficker. And she's the one sponsoring. Some of you just don't know, we know. She's the one sponsoring some of you fools. You're talking rubbish. A prostitute that they hired to be supplying women to Asorok. This idiot convincing all of you fools. You don't know who you are. You don't know your identity anymore. You are so hopeless. That a tramp that was a jack, that her job was to traffic women from a dope to Italy to go and do prostitution. Loretta Onoche, the idiot in Asorok, convincing some of you fools. give you 500,000 naira and write it. Meanwhile, look at the video. They are in Anambra. They are in Owasa. If not that I gave the order, they'll still be in Owasa and attacking them today. If not for IPOB, Ebonyi would have been gone 2 years ago. Ebonyi would have been gone 2 years ago. But we said no. Do you know how many men we have lost? Do you know how many? No, you don't know. You have no idea. Your job is to gossip, to write, to open fake accounts, to write. That's your job. And that's what you keep doing till the day you die. Fools everywhere. Fools everywhere. After he said, Igbo traditional rulers and diaspora, can you believe such rubbish? Is there any, the one of the oldest monarchies in the world is the throne of Chrysanthemum of Japan? Or should I even Thailand? I want people to put things in. I want the world to understand the foolishness of an Igbo man. A modern day Igbo man is a complete idiot, complete fool. And I want to prove it to you. We had a kingdom. Did that kingdom have any king? The answer is no. Because God was king, Chibweze. Today, I want to ask anybody anywhere, is all these useless so-called traditional rulers you have everywhere in the diaspora, are you older than Britain, the throne of England? Are you older than Chrysanthemum of Japan? Are you older than the monarchy of Thailand? I'm asking you, does England have foreign traditional rulers? Is there any Englishman anywhere in Africa answering a duke and saying to British people, come to my house, I'm a duke. I am the duke of Mozambique. Or I am the duke of Maputo. I'm asking you. These are people with fine tradition of monarchy. These are people with the finest pedigree monarchy anywhere in the world. Have you seen or heard a Japanese man saying, I represent, I don't know the new Hito, who is now the king of Japan, the emperor. Have you ever seen a Japanese before? Tell you, I am the Japanese traditional minister in Lagos. How about Thailand? Have you ever heard of a Thai person saying, oh, I am the traditional ruler of Thai people now in Paris? Is only Igbo people. Do you see how foolish, do you see how useless we are? They ganged up in Lagos and said they want to give them ateistes now. Look at how foolish they are. No more honor. No more that we no longer have class, nothing. We have been reduced to a bunch of, that was why they sat them down, so-called elders. They sat them down somewhere in the north. So they were singing, Buhari Kaigeso. I can't understand this. These are the so-called elders that some idiots are saying they deserve respect. These are the fools that deserve respect. I want to ask you, this traditional title you're taking to Lagos and to everywhere and appointing your fellow idiot as your chairman, let me ask you, England, do you have any Englishmen? Don't you have Englishmen all over Africa? Do you see anybody saying, I'm the English traditional ruler in Angola? Where did you get this nonsense from? This diaspora, Igwe and Deze, where did this rubbish come from? Because you are all diminished. You have nothing. That is why you have no brain. They say, why won't I insult you? If you're a fool, of course I will insult you. They say, in a statement by the national chairman of the group, what is the group? Traditional rulers in diaspora in the 19 northern states. Can you? I don't know. Bandits, go and look for them and kill them. These are the idiots that should be massacred in the north. Traditional ruler in the north. Did you say, I don't know if it is no longer a joke, it is now going to madness. You want to make out who is that? Is anybody can be a rent boy, a dandangu to Janjaweed, and they give you whatever you want. Any idiot. You can go down there and pull down your boxer shorts and they give you contracts. You become, it's very, very easy. Mad people everywhere. These are the idiots. He has oil wealth. He's a billionaire. See how foolish. How foolish. How foolish. An intelligent race has become overnight. That tells you all you need to know about them. their foolishness and their idiocy. And they know, oh, we are not going to give them, not 1 inch. Not 1 inch, and they understand that very, very well. Not 1 inch. I my foot. Mad people everywhere. In the midst of all this nonsense, Wole Soyinka has spoken that the zoo is doomed if National Water Resources Bill. Look at what they are doing. I saw before I came on air today, they published one nonsense and said, amnesty budget has been squandered. They published pictures of three people. Three Biafrans, they said, amnesty, that they ate amnesty, they took amnesty money. And I asked Fulani, where is Ibrahim Lamode, or Lamode, whatever rubbish they call the idiot? Where is he? How much did he run away with? £5 billion. Omar Odiko, how much, Fulani, how much did Omar Odiko run away with? £4 billion in a mobile bank when money had value. True or false? You're publishing the names of people you claim squandered $2 million when you stole $5 billion. That is the zoo for you. To give you the impression that other people are corrupt and not them. The most corrupt race. They are very lazy. They produce nothing. They add no value. All of you idiots. Cowing before Fulani. All of you that when Fulani say jump, you say how high. I pity all of you. You are all useless. You are all useless. Black people in this UG. I will tell you the truth. You may not like it. Soyinka, that the zoo is doomed. Wole Soyinka is a Nobel laureate. Wole Soyinka is an intellectual. Wole Soyinka is a writer. But Wole Soyinka believes in one Nigeria. And I said to him, if after all your professorships, a white man can come and give you an identity, I don't want to be a professor. He's now lamenting. Why are you complaining? If Oduduwa were to be on their own, will they have any issues with Water Resources Bill? No. Will Biafra to be on their own, will there be any issues of Water Resources Bill? The answer is no. Then I'm asking you a question. You, all of you, you know the solution. Everybody knows that the solution lies in separation. Everybody knows. Now ask yourself, why don't they want to go for it? Because they are hoping. Since others have gone ahead of me and looted funds, it's my turn to steal as well. It cannot come to my turn now, and you're telling me you want to divide the country. No, that is why governors are always against every agitation. Once they go in, they say, their own money. Now I'm here to eat my own money. You're telling me you're doing agitation? No, they will send Fulani DSS to go and kill people. Do you understand it? There's black people for you. Wole Soyinka knows very well, and as well as most Oduduwa elders, they know this very, very well, as a matter of fact, that division is the best thing for this. But their mind is, that oil and gas in Biafra, I want some more. Because they know that Alakija became a billionaire from Biafra land oil and gas. They know that Otedola became a billionaire from Biafra oil and gas. The man that Tinubu stole became Sagaban or whatever rubbish they call idiot. It came from Biafra land. Why would they let go? I want the world to understand the hypocrisy that drives the brain of a black man. The brain of a black man is propelled by evil. Evil thoughts, never good. They will never say, oh, Japan has no natural resource, but they're intelligent. Oduduwa people, Yoruba race is a very intelligent race, but we can survive on our own. Never until Professor Akintoye came along to say we can be on our own and make something of our lives. When they tell you about one Nigeria, it's because of the money they are stealing or about to steal. None of them believes in one Nigeria. Nobody in their right senses. Not even Britain that created the zoo. United Kingdom doesn't even believe in the zoo. Nobody does. I can tell you that. Nobody does. That is why they don't like the truth that we preach. And this truth, I'll continue to preach it. until Biafra is restored and beyond. Because I am on that earth. To Almighty God in heaven to speak the truth always, even if my life depends on it. To speak the truth always, regardless. To be without fear before my enemies. Always. It doesn't matter how many they are. It doesn't matter how the multitude. Once I am armed with the truth, we are indestructible. All our volunteers, do you pay them? All of you, Efulefus and Sabo, writing rubbish. Volunteers are on the ground dying to save your land. Do you pay them? Did they ask you for anything in return? That is braveness of the highest order. Patriotism personified. But your job is to open fake accounts here and there, talking rubbish with fake, with some funny sounding names. That is your job. And any idiot from this earth, oh my goodness. You have not even managed to start your own group in your local street where you are. Talk less of IPOB that has a global presence. Will any governor say that they are helping IPOB? Will any politician come out and say, yes, I am helping IPOB to safeguard our land? The answer is no, there is none of them. Have you asked yourself how we are doing it? You don't know, and sometimes because you don't know, you get confused, you become very foolish, you become very antagonistic, you think you can do something, you can't do nothing. People that thought that IPOB were in their hands, I sacked them, I removed them from IPOB. You write your rubbish, after a while, you begin to mix up with riffraffs, and that's the end of you, you're gone. And we are still here, as formidable as ever. I am not saying that the devil will not go into some of you. When Yeshua was on earth, he only picked 12 people. The devil managed to get into Judas Iscariot. And talk less of a movement of millions of people all over the world. So there are bound to be a few Judases. But your story will even be more miserable than that of Judas. I'm telling you the truth. Because there will be no forgiveness, and you know that. So you can be shooting your mouth, writing garbage, one day, we'll get hold of you. Just one day. And then you will know what you're in for. Loretta Onoche, that Loretta Onoche that is feeding you and giving you money, she won't be there to save you. I can assure you of that. Go and ask me yet, Yala. If you doubt me, ask me yet, Yala, they will tell you. Without me, go to Enugu and ask the army and the police in Enugu what is happening to them. They will tell you who we are. If Biafra doesn't come, we will destroy everywhere. There will be no living being alive. Everything will be destroyed in this life. Only Biafra. You see, that Biafra comes or we all die. Mad people everywhere. The Fulani thought they were mad until we met them at home. We met them and we told them that we were insane. More insane than you are. They ran to a traditional ruler. Oh, please, let us try and do something. Oh, dear. And the stupid Eze said to his people, go and defend Fulham. Have you heard of such? Oh my goodness, man. Oh dear. They're about to suffer. And they will suffer it. We are live and we are gathered the whole world listening. The time now is precisely 8:15. 8 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. Agitation for Biafra must. Governor Ishaku. They go into a panic mode and they shut everything down. Maybe the British High Commissioner have called to say, what are you doing? Do you want them to take back the money they gave to me? But we are continuing. We are continuing live and direct.
We are continuing.
Unbelievable. The panic. Oh, Sophia, hardcore. Igodomigo is truly the key. Hardcore. Oh, Sophia. Hardcore. I'm telling you the truth. We are live and we are direct. Facebook is frustrating themselves and not us. The whole world is listening. Mankind is paying attention because they know if they listen to us that they will hear the truth. And that very truth shall set everybody free. It shall set everybody free. That is one thing they need to understand. We are live and we are direct and the whole of humanity is listening. The world is listening to us. And who wouldn't listen? Who in their right senses would not listen to us? Agitation for Biafra must stop, they said. Agitation for Biafra must stop.
Somebody said that. People are watching Big Brother.
Of the promises of APC, even Obasanjo is direct. We are live and we are direct. We are back on Facebook. We are back on Facebook and we're broadcasting so that the whole world can bear us witness. We are resolute. We are determined. We are relentless. Is our IPOB community radio doing what it's supposed to do? I need confirmation, please. They said that the community radio is also having a problem. They can attack us all they like. We are unstoppable. The program might appear disjointed, but we are unstoppable. Absolutely unstoppable. Now and forevermore, we must continue. We need to. Our people are waiting. Hardcore. IPOB, Biafra all over the world. Waiting. The zoo, they are wasting their time with their presidency. Obasanjo have told them you are wasting your time. The only thing we have is Biafra. The only thing we have facing us is Biafra. Everybody understands that. And it is not something we are going to shy away from. Our volunteers are doing us proud on the ground. And they must continue to do so. Because if we attempt to go back, we are finished. If we attempt to go, we are gone. Our villages will be turned upside down. That is why we must continue to pray ceaselessly for our volunteers. We must continue to pray for our volunteers every blessed day. And I'm also warning all those who are in the habit of going around and hunting down Biafrans that your days are numbered. If you come after us, we are going to come after you. We will come after you. They said the community radio is fluctuating. It is fluctuating. But I believe, of course, it's all of the attack because we are hitting them hard this very evening or morning or afternoon, depending on where you are. Boko Haram, as they are saying, or should I say, the Fulani terrorists, they have killed more people than ISIS, the Islamic State. That is the analysis. And why are they killing? And why is it not big news all over the world? Because El Rufai and Co. are busy stuffing money in the hands of neo-colonialists. That's what they're doing. But they have failed and they will continue to fail. Boko Haram is being funded by the Fulani Janjaweed. If our people do not understand that nor know that, then there is a very serious problem somewhere. Because the Fulanis claim that they own the zoo. Somebody actually wrote, stolen from the mind of the Fulani. We are the Fulani. We own Nigeria. They know, of course they do. Look at Atoeze. Is he not their agent? Look at the West. Look at Tinubu. Is he not their agent? All of these people are there claiming that they are your leaders, whereas in fact they are serving Fulani Janjaweed cause. And that is why there is so much insecurity, so much killing, so much mayhem, so much terrorism, and they are not doing anything about it. We take and possess whatever we want that is Fulani for you. If they want the presidency, the King of Jonathan, they get it. Anything they want Ruga, they get it. They want Miyetiala, a terrorist group, to now become a stakeholder in the government, they get it. They want Fulani to be everywhere in all layers of governance, they have gotten it. They wanted a rubber stamp National Assembly, they have gotten it. Even though Buhari is dead, they brought a clone. None of you is the wiser. That is how foolish people are in the zoo. And that is why Fulani keep on boasting every day. Even before 1804, we were not in Nigeria. A certain Hausa king, Yumfa, welcomed our most revered Othman Danfodio, and from a preacher, he rose to kingship. Fulani came into the zoo to come and preach. The same way your father G.O. will come into your land to come and preach Jesus to you. Before you know it, they are in your village burning down our ancestral, heritage. He came to preach Jesus to you or to repent. Before you know it, they are in the village burning down Ikoro in the village, burning down things that they don't know about, burning down things that came even before the New Testament was written. The same thing that Othman Danfodio did. He came as a preacher. Yumfa, ignorantly in Gobe, welcomed him. The same way they are now in Biafra land, claiming they are cattle rearers, claiming they are in our bushes. And before you know it, our land will become fertile Fulani territory. It will become an emirate like the Hausas. Our people don't know history. They have not gone back to history. That is why they are still suffering in ignorance. That is why they are suffering in ignorance. And that is why we must continue. Before 1804, there was no Fulani in the zoo. Are you aware of that? No Janjaweed in the zoo. No Fulani in the damnable zoological republic. There was no Fulani before 1804. But today, they are president after president. They own everywhere. They have now gotten to the Atlantic. With the help of the saboteurs and the Fulefus we have in Ijoland, they are now there in Izon. The idiots, they are there. They went to Ogoni, they convinced Ogoni people, they said, oh, Igbo man is your problem. Ken said, well, Dester being an Igbo man said he is no longer Igbo. Orchestrated abandoned properties in Igbo. Look at, after a while, they killed him. Look at the situation of Ogoni today. Any cleanup happening there? But people will still not learn. People will not learn, will they? They will not learn because they are foolish. But we are here to look at them. Before 1804, there was no Fulani. Yumfa, the same way this idiot in this traditional ruler is welcoming Fulani in his village, was exactly what Hausa people did, ignorantly and foolishly. They took Gobe from them and renamed it Sokoto. That is why they don't want to teach you history in your schools. They have said, oh, we are going to return history. But they know they cannot return it. Because they know what that portends for them. Do you know what happened? Do you know who killed Muhammad Yumfa? Fulani, the same thing they did to Afonja. Afonja welcomed them. And they killed Afonja. In a lorry in Kwara State. Fulani took it over from Yoruba. The same thing they did to Hausa. The same thing they want to do to us. But unfortunately for them, or should I say, according to the dictates of heaven, Elohim said, there must be IPOB. And that's the end of the game for them. Now you understand it. A king welcomed them in Hausa land. They killed that king. His name is Yumfa in Gobe. Today's Sokoto State. Sokoto. Muhammad Yumfa. The man that came with the Quran to preach Quran to him to tell him about Muhammad, how to be good like Muhammad, ended up killing him. They came to Yoruba land. They did something to Afonja. The same thing they would do to Atoliza. Idiots bringing in Fulani Janjaweed into our land. Fulani killed Muhammad Yumfa that took them in and they took over his kingdom. Since then, Hausa people became obedient, idiotic slaves of the Fulani without knowing it. It's Hausa Fulani. There is nothing like Hausa Fulani. Hausa people are the servants. They are the bottom of the lowest of the low. They are nothing and they know it. Hausa knows they are nothing. Hausa, they understand they are nothing. They are the lowest of the low in the zoo. They know it very well. Is any Hausa man an emir? Is any Hausa man an emir, I ask? The answer is none whatsoever. Zero. Zilch. They are the lowest. Hausa is the lowest of the low. Fulani is messing up with them, messing with their brains, They cannot understand it. For many years, they opened the northern border to the influx of Fulanis into the zoo, Nigeria.
But in the south, they locked the border at Sema.
Closed the border at Bakassi.
And those of you enforcing the closure, and I'm asking, where are the so-called intellectuals? Where are the so-called learned people? In the south. But in the north, the borders are open.
They are bringing in arms, bringing in terrorism, bringing in everything to destroy you.
But in your foolishness, in your stupidity, in your hopelessness, you cannot see.
For many years, we opened the north for the influx of Fulani into Nigeria. Those that came some little years back are today's governors. They're in charge of Nigeria. We, the Fulanis, are in charge of Nigeria. And we have ruled them more and more. And we will continue to rule them. We have opened our borders. And in a few years' time, millions of us will come in to possess your possession. They are telling you. They give out. He's a billionaire. They gave him all your wealth. Do you see how foolish you are? Keep on fixating yourself, or should I say, your attention on what doesn't matter. And they will take your life and they will take your land, as they did to Hausa, as they did to Yoruba in Kwara State. Some of you are dumb, as they did to Nupe, as they did to Igala. If you don't know, let me tell you. Look at TV, they are gone. All of you understand that the solution is division. The solution is division. You all know this. But the more you keep quiet, the more Fulanis will come from the Sahel, and they will possess your possession. Write it down on a piece of paper. By that time, all the English speaking Efulefus would have been dead. Their children will be dead. Our generation will be gone. And then your land will belong to the Fulani. The decisions you're taking today, all of you fools campaigning or clamoring for Igbo presidency, for Southeast presidency, your foolishness will cost us our land. Because you want to be rich, you want to own private jet, you want your children to be rich. You'll be answering elite people who are the elite. Fools everywhere. Idiots everywhere. Not under our watch. Not when I'm alive, not when IPOB is waxing strong. It can never happen. We Fulani, we are your lords. We can steal and steal the jail doors from other tribes that stole. Look at Olisametu. How many Fulanis are in jail? How many Fulanis are in jail? We campaigned for Joseph Kalu to come out. He came out and he became worse than before he went to prison. It's only now it's dawning on everybody that he is campaigning for Tinubu so that Tinubu can pick him as vice. These are your so-called leaders. That is why he is telling you that it is not the turn of the Igbos yet. That tells you all you need to know about these people. Fulani said they are your lords. They can kill you as they have done at Enugu. They can do anything. Whereas their own bandits are roaming in the north and nothing is happening to them. That tells you all you need to know. We go about with AK-47 without being molested. Yet we have arrested Igbo youths and imprisoned them for shouting Biafra. But a Fulani person can carry AK-47. Nothing happened to him. We are the Fulani. We do whatever we want. We snapped pictures with our killer brothers, recruited them into the military and the police. But for gathering in Emene in Enugu State for a meeting, we gunned down 21 Igbo youths and made sure none of their leaders ever coughed. They said nothing. Your governor said nothing. These are the idiots you want us to go and vote for to become president so they can sell us all together with our land. Is that these are the your own children are being killed? You couldn't bring yourself to utter a word, and you want us to vote for you to become a president? You are insane, you are deluded, you are demented, and it can never ever happen. We shall never allow them take control over their destiny. That is why they have the likes of Ato Eze. They empower a few idiots, a few flavors, and others can emulate from them. We must keep making sure the rogues among them rule them, like Supreme Court Governor Hope Uzodinma, a criminal in Lagos. X419. Today he is the governor of Revere Imo State, sitting in the same office as Zimbabwe. What an insult. What an insult. We give them criminals who don't care about them or their people or have any regard for them. People we control their leaders from Ohanaeze to governors to police, we control them. Those that we rule, they are ruling for us. Hope, those are the mass of this, they are ruling, they are to SS. Those, everybody you have regard for, we control them. Ohanaeze, we control them. Hey.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That is the type of leaders we, the Fulanis, give to you. Why do you think their governors rejected regional security and embraced our packaged community policing? They are our proud slaves, Umahi, all of them. Proud slaves of the caliphate. Slaves. When you get up and you call these people leaders, you are a slave to a slave.
Oh, dear God in heaven.
Once they rejected the regional security, I knew there was a problem. Do you see how messed up we are? Do you see how messed up we are? With Kama, we are taking over the resources of your churches. They are coming to your churches and Fulani, they understand. All of you now shouting and crying over Kama, all this rubbish. Had you risen up in 2017 and joined me and IPOB to demand for anybody they call Buhari to come and speak Fulfude, you won't be in the mess you're in today. When you see what you're not supposed to see, and you keep quiet and don't say what you're supposed to say, you live with the consequences of what you don't want. Olusegun Obasanjo. And I'm asking all of you, crying now over Kama, over all this. If all you need to do, all of you animals in the zoological republic, all of you animals, black animals, monkeys in the zoo called Nigeria, you baboons, do you know, rather than having a debate, we think that Buhari is not, is Buhari, Buhari is still alive. And I said to them, bring him out to speak Fulfude friendly language. He went to Poland, he went to Warsaw, and he addressed the central plank of my allegation against him that he is not Buhari. He said, I am Buhari. I want him to go one step further. Of course, you know it's not him. And give us, speak to us in Fulani language. You saw the hole in his neck. You still said he's Buhari. How stupid can all of you be? You animals in the zoo, Nigerians. Anybody with even minor fibroid operation, don't you go for checkup? I said ordinary fibroid. I want the world to understand that black African people are foolish. I want the world to know this, so that perhaps shame can befall black Africans and they will wake up from their slumber. That is why I preach this gospel uncompromisingly. Black people are foolish. Let me ask you a question. What was Buhari suffering from in 2016 before he died in 2017? Brain tumor. Dementia. By his own confession, he said, I have never been this sick in my life before. Every 3 weeks, medical checkup. And now you're telling me that for nearly 2 years, no more medical checkup. For somebody who had a major surgery, brain tumor removed. Do you see when I speak and you say I insult you, do you see why I insult you? Do you see how foolish you are? Somebody with ordinary appendix operation will go for checkup from time to time. Major brain surgery. After the brain surgery, Lai Mohammed said to you, that he can no longer speak Fulfude because of brain surgery. Let us agree for 1 second that is correct. But somebody with a major brain surgery no longer go for checkup? Do you see how foolish you are, black people, especially Nigerians? Do you see how daft all of you are? Do you see why white people call you monkeys? Do you see why they kill blacks in America? Do you know that your foolishness in Africa and in the zoo, Nigeria, radiates all the way to America? Do you see how wretched your lives are? Because you can no longer reason. And that is why the Fulanis are coming for you. They know you cannot reason. They know you cannot resist them. They know your foolishness and your greedy nature will always make it possible for them to buy your conscience over at any time and make life intolerable for you. Fulani, they own you. As stupid as they are. Of course, they are working for Britain. We know that they are working for the agents of Britain. We know that for sure. They are the house niggers. But Britain chose very wisely. You know, the Brits, they are very smart. They chose very wisely. They know that you people are dumb. And they gave you Fulani to bring out that stupidity. As somebody once said, that Abacha reminds everybody of how bad a Nigerian is. Look at Imo State. People of Biafra, Igbo people in Imo State, voted for Emeka Ihedion. Hope Uzodinma came forth. In front of our eyes, before, as they say, Korokoro, before everybody's eyes, in broad daylight, they went to Supreme Court. Supreme Court added up votes for Hope Uzodinma that is more than the ones accredited and recorded by INEC, the official electoral, or should I say election umpire. Have you heard of such rubbish before? And that one just went away. Have you heard of such rubbish in your life before? They brought somebody from number four position. Number four, the fourth position. They brought somebody from fourth position and made him number one. Made him number one. Have you heard of such rubbish before? Number one. From number four. And yes, election is about voting and counting of votes. Now, how many people voted in the Imo State elections? About 850,000 people. Supreme Court, before intellectuals, there were intellectuals, there were learned people, intellectuals everywhere. Yet, nothing happened. Yoda was removed. Oh, God in heaven. God in heaven. God in heaven. In our own land. In our own land. Only in our land. The so-called intellectuals and leaders, everybody accepted it. But it was very blatant. They said to Supreme Court, the number you have given is more than those that cast that was captured by INEC as having cast vote on that very election. They said, to hell with you. We are the apex court. Our decision is final. And that was the end of it. They said to Ihedion, if you don't want us to probe you, don't mention that election again. No? If you mention it, we'll probe you. And that was the end of it. And that is the country you want me to live in? That is the country you want me to recite their pledge every morning? That is the country you want me to stand up and say that I'm very proud of? I think the person must be insane. The person is not... You see all these idiots, so-called intellectuals, all these fools with their professorship, with their degrees, their PhD, they are all useless. All useless. I remember once in London, somebody came when a bar at, what's her name again? In Clapton, what's her name? Forgotten her name. In Clapton, in London, we went to a restaurant to go and eat, me and my friends. Dr. Gemba was there then. And some women went to go and eat. Somebody, this man came, I think it's from either Sierra Leone, he was an ex-soldier from Sierra Leone. He came into the restaurant, we're having a debate. He said, is there any professor here? We said, no. He said, okay, that he's going. We asked him why. He said, wherever he goes, if any black man says he's a professor, he will hit him in the mouth. And the person will call the police. That the brain of a black man hasn't developed the extent of being a professor, becoming a professor. But they're useless. How does he do as he's a professor? This doctor is rubbish. where we are there, when Supreme Court said we now have 100,000 more votes than those recorded by INEC, those in electoral roll. And the idiot is there in nowhere as the governor. And you have intellectuals. The only time they come out to write, the only time they come out to comment, the only time they do anything is when their interest is at stake. Once you say to them, don't vote. Oh my God. You see them. Because that's how they make their money once every 4 years. Now you understand, don't you?
The blind being led by the blind. They killed us in Yemen and nothing happened. They came for your churches. And they say, oh, the pastors, they have jet. Foolish people, you don't reason. They go after maybe winners or any of those redeem or whatever. You don't know it's you they're looking for. That was how they captured Hausa people. They said to Hausa, you see your king. Your king is corrupt. By the time they knew it, the whole of Hausa land had fallen. In 1967, they said, Igbo man is your problem. Oh, now what is happening all over the zoo? Look at an Igbo man is your problem. They have taken over the middle belt. Do you see how foolish you are? They are now telling you, oh, it's not about Roman Catholic or Methodist. It's about Pentecostal churches. It's about Oyedepo. They have private jets. After Oyedepo, they come for you. Mad people. Who never hears your Google. You people, you have Okukwisi brain, common brain you don't have. Fulani is using you and you don't know. That is how foolish you are. After the Pentecostal pastors, they come for you. Mad people everywhere. Mad people everywhere. Karma is there. Imo State gone. A known criminal has been at EFCC. Madu, a thief, a rogue. Nothing. Absolutely nothing is happening to him. They release him. But Olusegun is in jail. People that call themselves leaders, you know, Hanes, politics, you are quiet. Injustice is being done before your own very eyes. You are quiet because you are compromised. That is why you are quiet. Why else would you be quiet? Why? You claim you love your people. You claim you love your people. But your son is in jail for having not committed any crime at all. Your children are being shot dead. You can't say anything. But you want to come out to contest for presidency. To make up all our come. We set an example. We did. We are waiting now. Come out and campaign for 2023. All your fools, sharpen your pen and your pencil, your biro. Write all the garbage in the world. If you come outside to campaign with these fools, we will shock you. Idiots, you will die there. Bastards. Come and campaign now for presidency. Mad people. We are now going to show you madness because you people are fools. Olusegun, your son, is there in Kuje prison. Dasuki gave him 400 million. Where is Dasuki? In his house in Sokoto. You people are not ashamed of yourselves to come out and to say you're a leader. You don't know what leadership means. You don't know the meaning of it. It's compromise. You are in Fulani pocket. Fulani pocket. You idiots are in Fulani pocket, all of you. And they're using you. And you don't know they're using you against your own people. Can you use a Fulani man like that? Can you use a Fulani man like that as they are using you? All of you are blind and foolish. That is why I pray for Professor Kinto all the time. Go and look for Duduwa. There is no hope in the zoo presidency. Jonathan was the president for 6 years. Common Ogoni cleanup has not happened. Can't that teach you a lesson? Those that control the zoo will never allow you to shine. It is impossible because if you do, you will put them to shame. Common sense. That was why they dumped down the entire education system.
If you do not know, they are in control of our lives. Fulani is boasting. They own the EFCC. Fulani owns the EFCC. Fulani owns the army. They own the police. They own the air force. They own civil defense, customs, everything, Fulani. Everything belongs to them. That is why they all have Fulani as their heads, all of them. And now they have people they call intellectual slaves from the East and West that would defend Fulani. Can you imagine if it was Jonathan's time appointing only Biafran people to key sensitive positions? They will go to Asorok and they will bomb it. I'm telling you the truth. You will have it. You can't do this. It's federal guy. All those useless, idiotic intellectuals, where are they now that Fulani is everywhere? They can no longer talk. An intellectual slave working for Fulani. Intellectual slave. Fools. The worst black man in life is a black man who is foolish, but doesn't know that he's foolish. I'm telling you the truth. He's the worst kind of black moron. As I said, when I go to heaven, because I'll go to heaven, I'll make heaven, I'll ask God how did he create black people that predisposed them to such idiocy and foolishness. Black people are useless. I'm telling you the truth. Useless. He is an intellectual. Defending Mietiala, intellectual professor of intellectualism. Defending Fulani. Supreme Court with the learned silk, idiots with horse wig. Somebody went to court and got more votes than INEC had in their register of voters, and all of you kept quiet, and you're telling me you're human beings in this UG. black people in this UG, black. I wish white people can deport all of us, kill us off, and deport those who are still breathing. We are useless. Black people are useless. I'm telling you the truth. You may not like it, but I'm telling you, go and check it now. In the quiet of your bedroom, you know I'm telling you the truth. Mad people everywhere. You think individual brilliance is brilliance? You can have a doctor from a village, it doesn't make any sense. As long as the whole village cannot reason, is the doctor himself or herself is useless. You don't know that? You have universities, yet you have nothing. You are not developed. You are not advanced. But every year you turn out graduates. Wouldn't that tell you something? That all of you are useless? Every year graduates will come out. All they know is to get a second-hand Chinese phone, open Facebook and talk rubbish. And watching Big Brother. Useless, useless set of people. Useless set of people. We're blacks. We're disgraced to humanity. I'll tell you the truth. Fulani have taken over everything. We have sacked your villages, we have killed Christians, occupied and renamed your villages, and there is nothing anyone can do about it. Rise up and we'll bring you down to your knees. They came to my house to kill me. My men defended me, and we lost 28 of them in the process. I went to Israel. From Israel, I went to the UK. Those who were at the forefront of asking me to come out and fight were mostly Biafran people who were born in the north. Not in Igbo land, not in Biafra land, anywhere, no. They are the same people who are supporting Tinubu. But Tinubu went on exile, his house was not attacked by the army. He was somewhere and he heard that four Hilux vans drove in front of his house. From there, he went to exile. I was in my home when my home was attacked by a full battalion of soldiers, air force, and police. Those that were asking us before, show us what you're made up of. Now they are witnessing it. Mietiala can testify. All the uniformed terrorists in Enugu and environs can now testify.
And as I told you, we shall come and we will bring hell with us. I can assure you of that. You know, anything I tell you I'm going to do, I do it. Fulani is messing up with your brains, both your intellectual and non-intellectual. All of you are foolish in the zoo. The only solution is separation. The only solution is division. What I've been reading to you all this while was brilliantly written by Elochukwu Ohale. Brilliantly written. Elochukwu, very brilliant. I just said, I'm an intellectual. He did dare to go on Channel's TV and talk about this. This was what Elochukwu is a satire, of course. All hell the Fulani. They kill you. Fulani can walk about with AK-47. But if you gather to hold a meeting with catapult, you will shot them by Fulani soldiers and police. And you have Igbo people in Lagos and Abuja writing and saying it's a good thing. That IPOB should know better. That idiot doesn't know that the Fulani is carrying AK-47. Biafra land. Black people, black. May the good Lord have mercy upon us. Our ignorance is really, really astonishing. And I thank Elochukwu Ohale for this. It's a very brilliant piece. How about the killing of IPOB family members in Enugu? What did they do wrong? Nothing. The people castigating people for going and praying and doing exercise cannot go and see Fulani. In Ozo 1, killing people. That is what drives me insane. But they will never know. Ugwani, what are you doing about the death of our people? It's joint security patrol. Can you believe such rubbish? Tomorrow somebody will say to me, they are contesting for presidency. They want to be president. They are killing your people. As a governor, common inquiry cannot set up. And people want us to regard them as our leaders. It won't work. Can never work. That brings us to the end of our program this very day. Hugely interrupted, of course. But I know in the next few minutes, we will have it on MP3 and similar formats of that nature. Once again, I want to make it abundantly clear that we don't hate anybody nor despise anyone. But your foolishness is making it impossible for us to talk to you in a manner befitting of a human being. Our foolishness can no longer be condoned. And let me also remind those of them who are in IPOB, people who may have held positions in the past, people who may be in positions of authority right now, I want to warn you, and warn you very clearly. Any senior IPOB officer, again, that writes any rubbish, be it coded or otherwise, on Facebook, I will remove you live on air from tonight. Any senior, if you like, use a fake account. Once you come out again to write anything disparaging or concerning any other senior officer or the movement, you're off. If you don't believe in the ideology that I propagate, you leave IPOB. I leave IPOB. If you don't like the ideology, you get out. What we say is what goes. If you don't like it, you get out. When we get Biafra, you can do all the voting you like. I'm not going to contest. I won't be your head of state. I won't be your president. So you can do whatever you like. Right now, on our march towards freedom, this command and control. If you don't want it, you piss off. Some of you have taken money from Loretta Noche, thinking you can do nothing. You make noise on 17 fake accounts, and after that, you fizzle out. Like the other idiots fizzled out, that thought they were something. They have now seen how powerful we are.
If any idiot thinks he or she can rise up to be like the other idiots, you join them. As I said before, the devil will enter into some of you. Some of you will succumb to the cardinal sin of greed, envy, and jealousy. But you will fall by the wayside. You will fall so hard nobody will know you ever existed. Look at the idiots now co-hosting a program with a referral. If they tell that fool before that nobody will even mention your name again, will he believe it? Look at where he is today. Before I came on air, I was speaking to Obido Bienu in the US, and I said to him, now you know why in Africa you have many dictators. It's not the fault of the dictator. It's the fault of Africans. That's why they have dictators in Africa. Because anybody you give a little opportunity, they think they've arrived. Because I gave you a microphone or a platform to speak and the world will hear your voice, you think you've arrived. Can you imagine such idiots? If you're tired of serving in IPOB, you simply get away. You get out. IPOB is for the chosen. It's not for everybody. And you can see what they're doing. Our men cannot be dying on the ground defending our land, and you are busy on social media writing rubbish. Any senior officer from today, right now, this moment, if you write one more rubbish, I will set an example with you that the world may learn. I thank you very much for listening, all of you, wherever you are, this very night, morning, afternoon, depending on where you are. As always, to most people, they don't understand who we are, but we know who we are. Biafra is everything to us. Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim, is our Lord, our God, our Redeemer, and our hope. From me, from here, good evening.